Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3250B, and today's date is January 4th, 2024, and the title of the episode is The Start Epstein Narrative Established Crimes Against Children Unite All Humanity. Talk about protecting our health. Recent clusters of respiratory illness in northern China, alongside outbreaks of what is being referred to as white lung syndrome in the United States, are scattered across headlines right now, drawing attention to the importance of being prepared for medical emergencies. With close to 90% of pharmaceuticals in the U.S. produced outside of the U.S., what happens when the next global crisis strikes? Countries clamp down on exports. They stockpile. The price of drugs rise, and the pharmacy shelves in America aren't empty. Introducing the Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit. The Wellness Company is home to Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Drew Pinsky, Dr. Jim Thorpe, and truth-telling doctors who are rooted in their commitment to building a parallel healthcare system and empowering you to take control of your health. In a time when over 40% of Americans say they would avoid a doctor or hospital unless it was a catastrophic situation, the Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit provides a solution. This kit includes 8 potentially life-saving medications for you to keep on hand, along with a guidebook detailing instructions for safe use. This Medical Emergency Kit includes emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics, like amoxicillin, Z-Pak, and ivermectin to help keep you and your family safe in the face of natural disasters, supply chain shortages, or medical emergencies, like white lung or COVID. Be prepared for the unexpected. Go to twc.health/x22 and grab your medical emergency kit right now. That's twc.health/x22. Code X22 saves you 10% at checkout. Don't wait until it's too late. Take control of your health with Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they realize that their entire mission to get rid of Trump is failing. Failing every single day. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have all the leverage. Remember, Trump, when he was in the White House, he saw all the classified information. He saw all the crimes. He knows everything about Epstein. He knows exactly what these people have done. So Trump, he has the documentation. He has the leverage. Can all this be used against them? Yes, it can. Does the deep state know that he has this information? Yes, they do. And they're panicking over it. This is why they've been trying everything they possibly can do to stop him. And if you really think about it, the 4 years that Trump was in the White House, that was the warm-up. People learned something very, very valuable. The fake news lies to them. They use propaganda. And as we went through the 4 years, yeah, maybe people didn't believe it in the very, very beginning. But as we went through the 4 years and then afterwards, people started to realize, you know something, you just can't trust the fake news. No matter what story comes up, no matter what happens, you can't trust them. The people also learned you can't trust the FBI. You can't trust the DOJ. You can't trust the intelligence idiots. You can't trust any of these with what they come out against Trump. And people are starting to realize that everything that they're doing is political. They have no proof of anything, and they can never show any proof of anything. And this is very, very important going forward. Because remember, this entire plan to bring down the deep state, to bring down the entire system and drain the swamp, the people needed to understand and recognize this. They needed to realize that their entire system is based on protecting them because they have committed all the crimes. And I do believe now the people, they understand that, yes, it is a criminal syndicate. And yes, more and more people are coming on board every single day. And to get the additional people, you need to bring out more information. Now, what's very interesting is that a day before the Epstein information came out, Trump dropped the election interference documentation, which shows how they interfered in the election. Now, they could put a delay. They could have. There were certain people that could have said, listen, we don't want this information out there. They could have brought a case just like one of the Does. But again, why did they need this type of distraction? Because they didn't want people looking at the election interference. So they said, okay, this is not that bad. There's people that are named. It's coming from Virginia Guffrey. This was during a court case. So it's her word against their word. There is no paper evidence. There are no pictures as of yet. And the people are looking at this. Now, remember, this is just the start. These are the crumbs that need to be put out first so people can then digest them. And I do believe the Epstein narrative has been established. And what's going to happen is all these players that were named in these documents, they're all going to deny it. Oh, no, she's lying. Oh, no, this is fake. I was never involved in this. Every single person will probably end up doing this, probably except for Bill Clinton, because you have the fake news protecting him. But all these people are going to deny it. And remember how this all works. Let the people deny it. Let the people say that these are fake allegations. Let them do this, because what's going to happen next is more information is going to come out and it's going to counter what they said. Think about Biden, for example. All along the way, even go back to when Trump was debating him in 2020, he said it was all lies. He said 51 intelligence people said Hunter Biden laptop was a disinformation. He doesn't have shell companies. Everything that Trump said is a lie. And it turns out that he was a liar. And every day that passes, it gets worse and worse for him. What do you think is going to happen with all these people? And believe me, this is not the end. Remember, this is not the client list. This is just the beginning. Yes, those people that knew about this going back 4 or 5 years ago. Yes, you just want everything dumped and you want everyone to know about it. But think about your uncles, your aunts, your brothers, your sisters, your mothers, your fathers. Think about all these people that never believed in this, never really followed any of this. Now they're getting introduced to all of this and they're starting to learn, wait, Bill Clinton was involved in this? Wait a minute. We have Prince Andrew who was involved in this. We have some movie stars that were involved in this. We have wealthy CEOs that were involved in all of this. This is just absolutely unbelievable. I mean, unless she's lying, I can't believe that this actually happened. And they were having sex with young girls, some as young as 13 years old. And remember, in the court document, it says Clinton likes them young. So really think about this, because this is what I do believe is going to bring the people together. And it's going to show that all these people that have been going after Trump this entire time, it's the same people that flew down to Epstein Island. It's the same people that had sex and other things with young boys or young girls. They're also involved in trafficking, and they're probably also involved in the murder of some of these children. And when people start to learn this, this is what's going to unite all of humanity. And it's going to cross party lines. And it has to begin somewhere. Remember, all of this was considered a conspiracy when you go back in time. Remember, Pizzagate was conspiracy, pedophilia, that politicians and Hollywood actors and all this, that was a conspiracy. What's happening right now is the facts, the truth is now coming out, which is now countering the entire conspiracy agenda, the narrative that the deep state set up. And as more and more people start to see this and more people start to understand what really happened here, and they start to see the criminals who've been going after Trump, the money laundering, how they were selling secrets to foreign countries, and how they were involved with children on Epstein's Island, well, I do believe this is the topper on the cake. And this is going to destroy them entirely. No matter what the fake news tries to do, because the people are going to see that the fake news is covering for them. Because if they keep doing this over and over and over, trying to spin the story, what do you think the people actually really see? All the people see is the fake news covering for their criminals. And they're already started to spin the story, trying to cover for Bill Clinton and many others. This, in the end, is going to fail just like everything else. Remember, this is about waking the people up to what's really going on in this country and around the world. This is about waking the people up so the people understand what the system really is, who these people really are. Remember, they showed us one thing. Look, I'm in a suit. I'm in a pantsuit. I'm just like you. I'm responsible. I'm law-abiding. They're not. They're criminals dressed up. They are playing a role, and they have been playing a role for a very long time. They've kept their system in the shadows so you can't see it. Now it's being pulled out into the light, not by the deep state, but by the patriots, because the people need to see it. and they need to see it firsthand. You just can't be told about this. You actually have to see it, just like everything else that you're seeing. And remember, we are in an election year right now, and this information has come out, and it's only the first week of January. Really think about this for a second, and think about what you have seen already. And I do believe this is going to build and build and build as we get closer and closer to the elections. And the people are going to start to understand and realize, look at these individuals that stole the election, because that's what people are learning. These people were involved in pedophilia. They were involved with Epstein. They are involved with human trafficking. They're involved in treasonous crimes. And it's the same exact group that's been attacking Trump and we the people from the very, very beginning. And once people see it, like I said before, they can't unsee it. It's almost like Neo in The Matrix. Once he understood The Matrix, once he saw The Matrix, he couldn't unsee it. He knew. It's the same thing that is happening right now. The people, they're seeing it, and they have to be shown. You just can't explain this to everybody. They wouldn't understand it. They wouldn't believe it until they see it. And that is what people are seeing, just like the people are seeing what is going on out in the universities. They're starting to realize that there's infiltration, that they're teaching the children something completely different on how to hate America and how to hate certain races. And you could see that this has been going on for quite a while. And with all the information coming out about Claudine Gay and all the others, people are starting to catch on. Actually, Trump, he put this out and said, Claudine Gay has set Harvard back 50 to 100 years. Other than that, she has done a great job. And think about it. Has Biden done a great job on the border or the economy or anything else? No, he hasn't. The border is a complete and utter disaster. Remember, if you told the people from the very beginning, oh, by the way, they're going to allow millions of people just to walk over the border, people wouldn't believe you. They would never believe it. Trump told everyone, if you elect Biden, he's going to open the border. He's not going to finish the wall. Trump said, listen, here's the wall. All you got to do is finish it. And Biden decided, I'm going to do the opposite. Remember, it was already paid for. The American people already paid for it. And he decided to let all the material rust. But now the people are seeing the truth. Actually, we had Speaker Johnson. He was down at the border, and migrants were crossing into the United States just a few feet away from Johnson and the House Republicans. They just came across the river onto the soil of the United States, and they came into the United States. They did it right in front of the House Republicans and Speaker Johnson. So this is not a conspiracy. It's actually happening. And yes, millions and millions of people are coming into this country. Why? Because they're going to use them to vote in the elections, because they need a way to override the people of this country. Because as more and more people side with Trump, they need to replace them. Because remember, their entire strategy is to have people vote and to use mail-in. You need both of them. And if you don't have the people voting, well, you're going to have a major, major problem. You can't do it all in mail-in. That's going to be very, very difficult. And especially if you're losing your core group, which that's exactly what's happening. They're losing their core group. I mean, they're losing Chicago. They're losing the people in New York. Why do you think Trump said my election plan is to go into Chicago, go into New York, go into all the New Jersey, Pennsylvania, all these different areas? Because the people, they want solutions. They want someone to tell them that, listen, this is what we got to do to shut down the border. This is what we got to do to make the economy better. And Trump is going to give solutions, and this is going to win over the people, because you have one side that is destroying America and you have the other side wanting to make America great. And the people saw this in the past. They saw what Trump did during his 4 years. They didn't forget. They see that Biden, the fake news, and all the other swamp creatures, they've done the opposite and turned everything around. But what's very interesting, out in New Hampshire Republicans, they're seeking to ban illegal aliens from driving in the state. So they're hoping to pass legislation that would invalidate driver's licenses issued to illegal aliens in other states, including Massachusetts, because we have a couple of states here that decided that they were going to hand out licenses. And why would they do this? This is probably to make it easier for them to vote. So we have Massachusetts, we have Rhode Island. Yes, they're all doing it. Actually, out in Rhode Island, they call it driver's privilege cards, which I find very, very privilege cards. Isn't that interesting? But again, you can see the people in these different areas, in Chicago, in New York, they're now turning on the D's. Out in Chicago, the Democratic Party is done in Chicago. Black Chicagoans, they vow to flip Chicago red for the 2024 election, and they want to meet with Trump. They realize what's happening to their neighborhood. They're realizing what's happening to their city, and they're saying enough is enough. Now, remember, these mayors, they're continually complaining. They're continually telling the people this has to stop, but the people are watching them, and they're saying you're doing absolutely nothing to stop this. You're just continually allowing it. You're still housing them. You're still letting them in. You're doing absolutely nothing. Actually, we haven't heard you say the magic words. Close the freaking border. Trump says, why don't we just close the border? Why don't we just build the wall? That's what the people want to hear. Think about all this time that has passed now. You think people are starting to realize that we need the wall? Absolutely. And then Trump, he put out a video. I don't mean him himself, but they put out a video of Nikki Haley, of a video of her telling Americans not to call illegal immigrants criminals. Well, if they're in here illegally, they are a criminal. They crossed the border illegally. It's like if someone broke into your home and they came into your house and they committed a crime, or they didn't commit a crime, they just broke into your house. They have illegally entered your home. They are a criminal. The same with these people. They have entered our home illegally. So they are criminals. And think about what the Biden administration has been doing this entire time. People see this very, very clearly. And Wokeness put this out on X and said, Arizona built a shipping crate wall. Biden sued and got it taken down. Texas built a buoy wall in the river. Biden sued and got them removed. Texas built razor wires on the border. Biden sent agents and removed them. Texas passed a law to detain illegal. Biden is suing them to nullify the law. The only time that Joe Biden takes action on the invasion is to block states from stopping it. And you think the people aren't seeing this? Of course they are. He is treasonous to this country because now he's going against the Constitution. And everything the states want to do to stop this, he is fighting against it. Just like he's fighting against free speech. He's going to the Supreme Court saying, I don't believe that the people should be able to say whatever they want. We should have the right to censor them. He's in violation of the Constitution. He's treasonous to this country. Same thing with gun control. Same thing with the bioweapon mandate. The only reason they stopped is because the Supreme Court ruled against him. He would have continued doing this. They tried to shove it into the OSHA rules. So he is treasonous to this country. And all those people that have been going along with this, the CDC, the FDA, and the rest, they're all treasonous to this country. And Trump let us know exactly what's happening to this country. And I think people could see it. They're bringing in the Muslims. Yes, all these people are being brought in, not just to the United States, but to many countries, Canada, the UK, Germany, Spain, the Netherlands, you name it. They're being brought in. And really, you need to go back in time. Think about where you saw this before, but done in a different way. But before we get to that, first, watch the video that Trump put out, and then keep thinking about what you're seeing.
One day we can have a Muslim majority nation here in Canada, right in your face. We owe our allegiance and our loyalty first and foremost to our religion.
This is the religion that all of humanity needs to be upon, and we will not stop until it enters every home.
I'm in Manhattan. One day we will take U.S. All the Muslims will destroy U.S. and we will rule the world.
we hope one day to eradicate gambling law from Britain and with the generations to come from the rest of the world.
The Sharia will be implemented worldwide. Democracy is the opposite of Sharia and Islam. The victory of Allah is very near, so I think that the West need to prepare themselves for it.
Now think about what is happening and go back to Nazi Germany. Germany wanted all the nations to change. They invaded each nation to push their ideology on the people of these nations. The same people who started World War II knew that invasion wasn't going to work. They couldn't invade all these countries. So they infiltrated the country and they used their foot soldiers to change the country to the way they wanted it. They infiltrated each of these countries to destroy these countries from within. And they decided to do it at the same exact time. What happened during World War II? Nazi Germany, and it's the same exact people, they were going into all the different countries, taking it over. They wanted their ideology put on these countries. They wanted to transform these countries, and they wanted total control. The same people are doing the same thing now, but in a different way. They knew they didn't. They knew back then the plan didn't work. So this way they said, you know what we have to do? If we infiltrate each one of these nations and replace the people, and we actually push our narrative and our agenda, we can actually take over these countries. And it's not about, hey, let's live here peacefully. It's about, hey, you do it our way or we need to remove you. And that's exactly what is happening right now. And the people are seeing this. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. Fred Fleets, given a growing perception that Biden may be a one-term president who will be succeeded in January 2025 by a new president who will take aggressive action to close the border, the United States will likely see the largest surge of illegal immigration in history in 2024 as migrants from around the world rush to Mexico to take advantage of Biden's weak border security policies. Xi is worried that President Trump could be reelected in November 2024. Xi believes Trump will have a much tougher China policy and prefers to continue to deal with Biden, whom he views as a considerably weaker president than Trump. So Trump is letting you know that in this year, because it's an election year, you're going to see a surge of people like we've never seen before. Why? Because they need these people in this country to vote. They need these people to create chaos. These are the foot soldiers of the deep state players. These are their military aged men that are going to attack the United States from within. This is why Trump, when he was putting out Truth, saying we are being invaded. That's exactly what is happening. What's very interesting is Rasmussen reports decided to run a poll if people think we're being invaded. And this is the question. How accurate is it to describe the current situation with the migrants at the border with Mexico as an invasion of the United States? Very accurate, somewhat accurate, not very accurate, not at all accurate. Well, very accurate is 93.1%. It's probably a little bit higher now. Somewhat accurate is 4.6%. Not very accurate is 0.7%. So the people believe that we are being invaded. Again, another treasonous act. And who is committing these treasonous acts? It's the Biden administration and everyone that works for him. People can see this very, very clearly. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and it seems like the timing is absolutely perfect, a new bill is introduced in the House, and it's calling for the U.S. to drop charges against Julian Assange. So the bill is introduced by Representative Paul Gosar, and expresses the sense of the House representatives that the regular journalistic activities, including the obtainment and publication of information, are protected under the First Amendment, and the federal government should drop all charges against the attempts to extradite Julian Assange. Now, does that mean we're going to see information drop this year? And the information's going to show that, hey, Russia never attacked or cyber attacked the DNC. It was an inside job, and these people had that individual killed, and his name is Seth Rich. And I do believe, most likely, we're going to see this information because this is the year to wake the people up completely. This is the year to bring out all the information against the deep state players. because the people, they need to understand the truth and they need to know who the criminals really are. And like we said from the very beginning, is it a coincidence that within hours of Trump exposing the largest voter fraud operation in history, they unseal the Epstein court docs? I mean, was that just a coincidence? Because again, the deep state players, if they really wanted to shut down the release of this information, they could have. Did they need it as a distraction? Did they realize, okay, this is Virginia Guffrey. It's her word. She's reporting on all of this. And this will be a very big distraction. Maybe, maybe not. But what's very interesting is that a lot of people were interested in this. And it names names. And I do believe this is the start. And think about why Trump dropped the information at this exact moment. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But the site that was hosting Epstein documents crashed due to the traffic surge, which means people wanted to know what was really going on, what was in the documents. And Technofog, he lets us know what was in there. The Jeffrey Epstein files have been unsealed. We have the documents. Here are the most important John Does. We start with Bill Clinton, John Doe number 36, whose deposition was essential to provide info on his relationship with Maxwell and Epstein. Question, did Jeffrey ever talk to you about Bill Clinton? Answer, he said one time that Clinton likes them young, referring to the girls. Then there were allegations against Prince Andrew. Maxwell and Epstein put Prince Andrew's hand on a minor's 17-year-old breast as Andrew cupped the breast of another girl who wasn't a minor. That's very interesting. And then we have this out of the documents. This is page 142. That was the conversation that we had, told her that he had taken this girl's virginity, the girl, by the pool. Now, we need to go back a little bit in time. Remember when Prince Andrew denied all of this? Well, Ultra Pepidlized Matter on Telegram put this out and says, remember when Prince Andrew told the mainstream media he never knew anything about all the young girls accompanying Epstein? He said he wasn't part of any of it. But look at us now. Ghislaine Maxwell was directing people to have sex with Prince Andrew. Now, Jeffrey Epstein admitted to one witness that allegations against him were true. His excuse? They lied about their age. Who else was a visitor to Jeffrey Epstein's Palm Beach mansion? Well, according to one witness, it was Michael Jackson. Victim Virginia Guffrey states she slept with billionaire Tom Pritzker, another John Doe. Pritzker is a member of the prestigious Aspen Institute and executive chairman of Hyatt Hotels. Virginia Guffrey says she was trafficked by Epstein and Maxwell to have sex with Prince Andrew. Maxwell directed her to have sex with billionaire hedge fund manager Glenn Dubin. So let's look at Thomas Pritzker first, because Thomas Pritzker is a uniparty establishment donor. He contributed directly to Obama, Romney, McCain, Booker, Durbin, Wyden, Kerry, Bush, Cheney, and even Dennis Hassert. I imagine some refund checks are getting cut tonight. Tom Elliott put this out and said, Tom Pritzker is the cousin of Penny Pritzker, a member of the Harvard Corp, who was reportedly central to the attempted cover-up of Claudine Gay's plagiarism career. All starting to make sense now? I do believe it is. And then we have Glenn and Eva Dubin. Eva dated Epstein in the 80s for 11 years. Glenn is accused of having sex with girls from his trafficking ring. The couple has consistently denied all accusations. But then we have Ronaldo Rizzo. And Rizzo was an estate manager, a glorified butler, it seems, for Glenn Dubin and Evan Anderson Dubin, a billionaire couple that were friends with Maxwell and Epstein. He is the keeper of many secrets for the Dubins, so much so that he sued his former bosses in 2013 and got a confidential settlement agreement, receiving an undisclosed sum of money in the process. To begin with, Rizzo testified about an episode where Ghislaine Maxwell and Sarah Kellen had threatened a terrified 15-year-old Swedish girl that they brought with them to Dubin's house. The girls alleged that they confiscated her passport in order to make her have sex with Jeffrey Epstein back on the pedophile island. At some point, the hostess, Eva, who is also Swedish by birth, talks to her in their native tongue and tells her to go sit in a stool in the kitchen away from the group. So think about this. They had an underage girl and she was brought in there and they paid this individual off. Now it's starting to make sense why Obama's had to get rid of their chef. What did he see? That's very interesting. But we also have other people that are involved. We have magician David Copperfield was a guest at Epstein's house. They were described as friends. Copperfield performed magic tricks and asked if she was aware that the girls were getting paid to find other girls. And there are many other individuals that are listed in these documents. And yes, it's DiCaprio and many other people that are involved in this. Bruce Willis, you name it. And we could see there's going to be a lot more as we move forward. Now, the other person that was also mentioned was law professor Alan Dershowitz. And he is now denying all this. Remember, he was Epstein's lawyer. And he says he has all the proof to show that he was not involved in any of this. And we'll have to see how this all plays out, because most of these people are pretty much saying that they had nothing to do with this. And you have to remember Jean-Luc Brunel. He also had sexual relations with minors. And you can see it's all the same players. And all those people that say I wasn't on the list, all those people that say it's a conspiracy, well, it's turning out that they're also mentioned, like Jimmy Kimmel. And just the other day, we had Aaron Rodgers come out and say, yeah, I'm waiting to see Jimmy Kimmel's name on the list. And Jimmy Kimmel came out with a statement saying that I knew nothing about this. I had no idea about Epstein. But when you look back in time, Jimmy Kimmel is like best friends with Epstein's personal chef. And he's also mentioned in the documents. So Jimmy Kimmel was also named in the docs where he visited Jeffrey Epstein's place. So this is very interesting when you start to look at all this and all these people that are denying any of this. This is, again, this is the start. This is just the beginning. This is not the client list. This is not the photographs. This is not the pictures. This is the beginning. So the people, they understand who is involved with all this. These are the crumbs that have been released. Colin Rugg put this out and said, in a single name is redacted in a list of individuals who Ghislaine Maxwell allegedly directed underage girls to have sex with. Who is this person? The redacted name was next to former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, billionaire hedge fund manager Glenn Dubin. And it's blanked out. So you have other than Glenn Dubin, and this is blanked out, Prince Andrew, Jean-Luc Brunel, and Bill Richardson. So who's that person? That is very interesting. And then we come to find out that this entire human trafficking, sex trafficking, and everything else, it was used to actually blackmail foreign presidents. And we know that this is a honey trap. And we could see that all that information is coming out now. So from the document, it says, if I asked you the question, were you sexually trafficked to foreign presidents? Do you understand what that question means? Yes. What does it mean? Was I lent out for the purposes of sex to foreign persons? President. All right. And what is the answer to that question? Yes. So she was actually sex trafficked to all these individuals to blackmail foreign presidents. Now, that is very interesting. Now, once again, this information was brought out into the open a couple of years ago, and the mainstream media actually wanted to report on it, and it was shut down. I want to go back in time right now and take a listen to what one of the mainstream media's reporters was talking about, where they said they had all the information, they had the pictures, they had the photographs, they knew exactly who was on Epstein Island, and the entire story was shut down. Take a listen.
For 3 years, I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that also quashed the story. And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the plane. So she told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail. And now it's all coming out. And it's like these new revelations. And I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, what we had was unreal. Other women backing it up. Hey, yep. Brad Edwards, the attorney 3 years ago saying like there will come a day where we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. I had it all 3 years ago. So do I think he was killed? 100%. Yes, I do. Because he made his whole living blackmailing people. Yeah. There were a lot of men in those planes, a lot of men who visited that island, a lot of powerful men who came into that apartment.
Now, once again, the criminal syndicate, they're going to protect their own. But the thing I'm wondering is, since all this information's coming out, and these individuals were raped and they were told to have sex, and a lot of these individuals were young women who were minors, where's the Me Too movement? Shouldn't there be protests around the country? Shouldn't we have the women out there saying, oh my God, the Me Too movement? Where is everybody with this information coming out? Is anyone planning protests? Is anyone taking to the streets to protest Bill Clinton and all these other individuals? No, you don't see it at all. How come? And what's very interesting is you can see the fake news. They are now running cover for Bill Clinton. Green Lives Matter put this out and said, NBC News is still covering for Bill Clinton even after undoubtedly documents show that he liked young girls on Epstein Island. It's time to put the nail in the coffin and ditch the mainstream media for good. They're actively protecting pedophiles. And that's absolutely right. And they will try to protect the Clintons till the very, very end and everyone else because they're part of the criminal syndicate. But I think what's going to happen as more and more evidence is produced and these people are caught in their lies, well, you're going to see that these people are in trouble. And I just want to go back to post 2725. This is February 14, 2019, which is very interesting. It's Valentine's Day. And it says, chatter, Bill and Hillary's public health will begin to rapidly deteriorate. Do you think that as the information comes out and it implicates Bill and Hillary and all of this and pictures start to come out and more evidence starts to come out, you think all of a sudden their health is going to deteriorate? On top of that, all their other criminal activities? Oh, I do believe so. But let's go back a little bit in time because remember, Trump, he's been warning the people of this for a very long time. Let's go back to October 8th, 2012. Got to do something about these missing children grabbed by the perverts. Too many incidents, fast trial, death penalty. Did he know something? I do believe he did. And the fake news, they are now panicking because Trump's not in the documents, not the way they wanted. Yes, his name was mentioned, but you got to read the documents to understand why his name was mentioned. Let's talk about our health. Were you like thousands of Americans this holiday season and ate a bit too much? If your New Year's resolution revolve around weight control, you can rest easy knowing most of America is with you on this journey. Nearly half of all Americans say the resolution is related to weight control, fitness, or physical health, making it the most popular New Year's resolution by far. There is a magical pill only for weight management solution I recommend and use. It helps control appetite, manage weight, reduce fat, control cravings, and increase energy. It essentially uses a unique nutrient that's linked to supporting reduced body weight, reduce fat mass and reduce weight circumference while increasing lean body mass. Plus, there's no artificial flavors, colors, or preservatives to hold you back on your health journey. Try it today for a whopping 51% off this New Year's. Plus, receive free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life. Two free new ebooks titled Top 10 Foods That Burn Belly Fat and Top 8 Exercises to Reduce Belly Fat. A 60-day satisfaction guarantee and free shipping. Order before this offer ends by going to trimwithx22.com. That is trimwithx22.com. Or click the link in the description. And by the way, he was completely cleared by a victim during his witness testimony. So here's the question. Did you see Trump at Jeffrey's home? Not that I can remember. Question. On his island? No, not that I can remember. Question. In New Mexico? No, not that I can remember. New York? No, not that I can remember. Here's another question. Did you ever massage Donald Trump? No. Trump is completely cleared of all this, and the fake news doesn't like it. Remember, they projected everything onto Trump. Everything that they did has been projected onto Trump. And let me just go back a little bit in time. According to one document, Bill Clinton held a private party on Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile island. And according to Mike Cernovich, and this is in the document, Epstein did invite two young brunettes to a dinner, which he gave to Mr. Clinton shortly after he left his office. Now, this is the interesting part. It says, I flew to the Caribbean with Jeffrey and the Ghislaine Maxwell, went to pick up Bill in a huge black helicopter that Jeffrey had bought her. I remember she was very excited because she got her license around the first year we met. I used to be frightened flying with her, but Bill had the Secret Service with him, and I remember him talking about what a good job she did. I don't remember seeing Bill again on that trip, but I assume Ghislaine flew him back. So wait a minute. Ghislaine Maxwell had a pilot's license? She knew how to fly a helicopter? Well, that reminds me of Post 4623. August 19, 2020. It says, unique skill sets of Maxwell. Submarine pilot, unusual. Helicopter pilot. What benefit might that serve? How do you bring the people to the island? Covertly, so nobody knows. Can you bring them on a submarine? Can you fly them in on a helicopter? Are you depending on anyone else? No, you're not. Very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is following a 2011 article by journalist Sharon Churcher claiming that Trump was a good friend of Jeffrey's, Guffrey was asked to clarify Church's possible misquote that Trump was also a good friend of Jeffrey's and that Trump didn't partake in any sex with any of us, but he flirted with me. It's true that he didn't partake in any sex with us, but it's not true that he flirted with me. Trump never flirted with me, Guffrey. So right there, that tells you everything you need to know. Everything that they said, everything that they did is turning out to be one gigantic lie. Hey, it looks like this is another big lie they're telling. Don Jr. put this out and said, the left is so much more upset that Trump isn't on the Epstein Island list than they are with the actual Democrat elite pedophiles who are on the list and who took part in child molestation. That tells you all you need to know about today's Democratic Party and their leaders. Patriots Are in Control put this out and said, Trump was fully exonerated by the unsealed court documents, never on Epstein Island, never in Epstein's home. But you won't know it by reading these headlines. They're attempting to lump Trump in with Clinton, who likes them young, according to the documents. Listen to these headlines. And now you know why Trump continually says that the fake news is the enemy of the people. USA Today, court releases names of Jeffrey Epstein associates, including Clinton and Trump. Yahoo News, Jeffrey Epstein list updates, unsealed documents name associates, including Trump and Clinton. Newsweek, everything Jeffrey Epstein documents reveal about Donald Trump. Raw Story, Trump's name appears in unsealed Jeffrey Epstein documents report. NPR, court documents reveal names of powerful men allegedly linked to Jeffrey Epstein. The documents include references to former President Bill Clinton and Donald Trump. These headlines are very, very misleading because remember, the people are just going to read it and say, oh my God, see, Trump's part of this. But they're not going to read all the way down to say that, hey, he was never there. They asked the question and she said, no, he was not there. What do you think they're doing here? They're covering for their deep state players, and they're trying to keep Trump's name out in the open. But the people, they're starting to realize what's going on, and you can see how panicked they are. And Wokeness put this out and is referring to a Vice headline. It says, the Jeffrey Epstein stories is fanning the flames of far-right pedophilia panic. No, the Jeffrey Epstein story is not fanning any flames. Basically, this is information that's documented in a court case, and it shows that these people were involved in having sex with minors, which makes them pedophiles, plain and simple. Wait until you see what happens with Pizzagate. Wait until you see once we get the videos and the pictures. Remember, this is about having these people continually deny it, because remember, you want that cover-up. You want them to lie. You want them to deny it. Then you bring out the other information. That's how you convince the public that they're truly evil, because you need them to lie. And then you bring out a picture. Holy crap, they just lied about this. Oh, wait, now we have a flight record. Hey, now we have evidence of everything that they told us they didn't do. And this works against them every single time. Buck Sexton put this out and said, Epstein was running a blackmail operation based on surreptitious video as evidence from the extensive surveillance setups in his various mansions. So where are the blackmail tapes, files? Ask the FBI about the ones they lost in Manhattan. So yes, we know that there were cameras in Epstein Island. We know that Epstein had cameras in all his different places. Who has the evidence? I do believe the good guys do. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, Trump, never on Epstein Island or in Epstein's home. FBI raid, 91 charges. Clinton, liked his girls young and visited Epstein Island many times. No FBI raid, zero charges. Are you paying attention yet? Absolutely. And then I want to go back to post 4577. This is July 2nd, 2020. And it shows a list of all the people that were involved with Epstein. And we can start crossing names off the list. We can cross off Alan Dershowitz, Bill Clinton, Glenn Dubin, Jean-Luc Brunel, Jimmy Kimmel, Kevin Spacey, Tom Pritzker, and many, many others. And once again, there are still other people that aren't even listed on this. That should tell you everything you need to know. The list is gigantic, and there's a lot of people that are involved in this. And I can't wait to see all the different foreign presidents and all the other diplomats that have been implicated in all of this. I do believe we're going to see quite a number of people appear in all these documents. Now, what's very interesting is think about what happened. Trump, he released his information on election fraud and broke it down in all different states, in Arizona, in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and showed how they cheated in the elections. And all of a sudden, they decided, you know, let's release this information. Yes, I know it was slated to be released here, but they could have stopped it. But I do believe they needed this as a major distraction. And think about the timing of when Trump did this. Do you think he did this on purpose right before the release of this information so the information would be released? I do believe he did. And let's just go back to a couple of posts here. Post 4908, October 21st, 2020. Down below it says, sometimes you can't tell the public the truth. You must show them. Only then will people find the will to change. Crimes against children unite all humanity across party lines. Difficult truths. Now we have post 381 and 1045. December 19, 2017, we won't telegraph our moves to the enemy. We will, however, light a fire to flush them out. Post 1045, April 6, 2018. We don't inform our enemies of the specifics. We instead instill fear in them to make unplanned and disastrous counter moves. I do believe he released this information, yes, to show the people that there was election fraud, but he also did it for a very specific reason, to force them to bring this information out into the open and to use it as a distraction, which it's not being used as a distraction because the people now understand that these individuals were involved in Epstein, involved in having sex with young children, and they are pedophiles. This is the beginning of the end of all these people. And as the information continually pours out, well, they're going to be screwed. And they are definitely feeling the pain every step of the way because this is just going to build upon each other. Now, we're getting information that, yes, there's going to be more documents that are going to be released supposedly sometime today. We'll have to see if they're released and see what names are in those documents. But the Professor Patriot put this out on Telegram and says, it is the fourth day of 2024. Epstein's associates list is catching the world on fire from the elitist, and the media is in a tailspin. The U.S. is having to literally bomb Iran to try to create a distraction. They're apparently having nothing else to offer as ready-made false flag. The U.S. federal debt surpassed $34 trillion, and we have a negative GDP. The world outside of the snow globe is avoiding global war and watching the machine lose its economic power. Deep blue sanctuary cities are having to lash out at their own party's bad administration over illegal immigration. The black and Latino communities are taking a hard right. Young voters are moving right. Labor unions are moving right. The pendulum is swinging. The truth of the 2020 election steal is seeing more light with the release of 32-page play-by-play on swing state shenanigans. The January 6th narrative is falling apart and is being shown as a federally organized and perpetrated false flag. Jack Smith is failing to get Trump and may be disqualified as a special prosecutor while the baseless Trump indictments fall apart. The machine is so stuck with Dopey Joe as a de facto candidate that it is being forced to prop up deep state marionette Nikki Haley, who is currently behind Trump by 55 points in the polls. And we can see that this is just the beginning. And as we move forward, yes, there's going to be a lot more information that's going to be released, and we're going to see these individuals panic like we've never seen before. Actually, every step of the way, what are they feeling? They're feeling pain. And remember what Trump said, that he sees war coming. He sees it in the shadows. Nobody else sees it. He knows it's coming. And I do believe it is coming because the deep state players, with all this information coming out, they're being forced to do what? Cover it up. How do you cover it up? You need a distraction. What's big enough to cover up all their crimes, their pedophilia network, their human trafficking network, their sex trafficking network? What can you do to distract the people? Well, the only thing you can do is have a nuclear war. And I do believe that's what we're building up to, and that's what they're trying to start. And I'm talking about the deep state players. And we could see out in China, Taiwan right now, they spotted a Chinese balloon near the island military base. And you could see that China now is provoking Taiwan. Actually, Trump has let us know that China is going to invade Taiwan. And out in Iran, we had a blast that killed nearly 100 when they were at the Soleimani's memorial. Remember, Soleimani, he is the general that Trump killed, who actually rained down terror on the Western world. And Trump removed him. And we could see there was a deadly blast. And now Iran is vowing revenge for this deadliest attack. Now, again, who did this attack? Well, it looks like it was the Islamic State. They're claiming responsibility for the two blasts. And the crowds are chanting slogans against U.S. and Israel. So that's interesting that ISIS actually attacked Iran and blew the memorial up. And you have to remember, there are Shia and Sunni. ISIS and Al-Qaeda, they are Sunni. Mostly all of Iran is Shia. So it looks like things are building and building and building. And look who's coming into the fold. It's North Korea. John Kirby was giving a press conference, and it says North Korea supplied Russia with missiles. And it's based on a mosaic of intelligence knit together. So that's very interesting. North Korea is supplying Russia with missiles. Doesn't North Korea have a sub? Isn't that sub able to launch missiles? I do believe so. So are they building the narrative for something that's going to happen in the future? I do believe that's exactly what they're doing. And I do believe that something might happen. Now, is it going to be North Korea? Is it going to be Russia? Are they going to fire a missile at the U.S.? Well, no, that would pretty much end up in a nuclear war. Why would they want a nuclear war? That makes no sense. Who would want the nuclear war, though? Those treasonous people around the world, those people that want to cover up their crimes, those people that want to cover up all their human trafficking, sex trafficking, pedophilia acts. It's those people that want a huge, huge distraction. So if something does happen, I do believe it's going to be a false flag, and this false flag is going to try to bring us into war, a nuclear war, like Trump has been saying, because they realize, listen, everything's falling apart for Biden. His poll numbers are dropping because of the illegals. The people of these different cities like New York and Chicago, they're turning against Biden. He's losing the black vote. He's losing the Hispanic vote. And his poll numbers are dropping like a rock, and there's no way they can save him. And I do believe they are now making moves to remove him. And what's very interesting is that Peter Navarro, he says that there is a coup that is underway to put former First Lady Michelle Obama in the White House, replacing Biden on the November ballot. Now, of course, the fake news and everyone else is going to say, no, that's not happening. That's ridiculous. Biden's going to make it all the way through, and he's going to be the candidate. Really, with his poll numbers dropping, he's losing the black vote, losing the Hispanic vote, and for them to cheat in the election, they would need people to vote. Now, yes, they can try to use the illegals, because remember, they're losing all these people. They're trying to replace them. Is this going to work out for them? No, because the amount of people that they're losing and the amount of people that they're bringing in, it's just too much. Eventually, they're going to make the call. Eventually, they're going to say, okay, listen, we're never going to be able to pull this off. Yeah, we're bringing in as many illegals as possible. We've increased the number of people coming in for 2024, but this is not enough because we're losing too many people. We're going to have to replace you just so we can, you know, get some of these people back somehow, some way. And I do believe that's where they're going to make this switch. Tony Saruga put this out on X, and I find this very interesting. Straight up dementia Joe Biden will not be on the ballot come November 5th, 2024. Michelle Obama will, Barack Obama's fourth term. Gavin Newsom is fighting tooth and nail to be the VP. Kamala Harris has been promised a seat on SCOTUS to quietly go away. Don't know if that's true, but that is very interesting. Can we see Gavin Newsom as the VP? Because think about it. Then they would just have the opposite of what Biden did. Biden was the white male who was president, and they had a black woman as vice president. All they're doing is switching it around. Michelle Obama will replace Kamala when Biden drops out because she'll be the acting president. She will then run for president, and then we'll have Newsom come in as the white male. So all you did is switch everything around. That would be very interesting. We'll have to see how this all plays out. But I do believe they're preparing to make this move. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump has now moved to hold Jack Smith in contempt of court for violating its order. The district court judge Tanya Chutkan paused proceedings in the former president's 2020 election case December 13th, pending the appeal of her decision not to dismiss his case based on presidential immunity. Yet Smith has continued to file documents on the suspended deadlines, which Trump's lawyers allege in a 15-page filing violates the court's clear, straightforward, and unambiguous stay order. In this manner, the prosecutors seek to weaponize the stay to spread political propaganda, knowing that Trump would not fully respond because the court relieved him of the burdens of the litigation during the stay. Worse, the prosecutors have announced their intention to continue this partisan-driven misconduct indefinitely, effectively converting this court's docket into an arm of the Biden campaign. And now they're saying we need to hold him in contempt. And Trump's lawyers, they issued an order requiring prosecutors to show why they should not be held in contempt and be required to withdraw their filings, as well as provide monetary sanctions in the amount of Trump's reasonable attorney fees and expenses incurred in responding to the prosecutors' improper productions. And they're absolutely right. Why is he continuing? Because they need to get Trump at all costs. That's why. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that a Clinton-appointed judge has dismissed Trump's ballot disqualification case with prejudice. So this judge out in California has dismissed the case, and without prejudice means they can't bring the case back up to the same exact court. And we can see that all these different courts, they are now shutting all this down where they're trying to remove Trump from the ballot. And by the way, this was from a lawsuit that was filed, and the judge just completely and utterly just shut it all down. But what we've come to know about all these different states like Colorado and Maine and others, where they're kicking them off the ballot, but not really kicking them off the ballot, we've come to find out that a left-wing watchdog group is behind all of this to kick him off. Crew is a left-wing billionaire-funded dark money organization pushing a political agenda masquerading as an independent, nonpartisan, nonprofit group. The dark money transfers highlight how organizations try to block Trump's potential return to the presidency. And they are deeply connected to the Democratic allied entities promoting Biden's agenda. So that tells you everything you need to know. And like we said from the very, very beginning, Trump, he put out documents that show how they cheated in the election. Now, these are very, very long documents. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but Kenneco the Great, he did put out a thread, and let me just read portions of it. It says, Trump releases a summary of election fraud in the 2020 presidential election in the swing states. It has often been repeated there is no evidence of fraud in the 2020 election. In actuality, there is no evidence Joe Biden won. Ongoing investigations in the swing states reveal hundreds of thousands of votes were altered and or not lawfully cast in the presidential election. Joe Biden needed them. On election night, November 3rd, 2020, Trump was sailing to re-election with a landslide leads in numerous battleground states. In Georgia, Trump was up by 12 points and over 335,000 votes, with 56% of the vote in at 10:17 p.m. In Wisconsin, Trump was leading by 121,380 votes and 5 points at 12:12 a.m., which Fox News anchor Brett Baer noted was not a small margin. In Pennsylvania, Trump was leading by 659,000 votes at 12:38 a.m., a full 15 points. In Michigan, Trump was leading by 293,000 votes and 10 points. The election was over. However, precincts in Atlanta, Detroit, Philadelphia, Phoenix, and Milwaukee kept counting until the results reached the desired outcome, which was the opposite of the will of the voters. Georgia went from having a total of 4.7 million votes, already a record for the state, according to Brad Raffensperger's count on November 4th, to certifying almost 5 million. This was 300,000 more votes than the top election official claimed were cast in the election. Getting to this result in Georgia and other states created an irredeemably compromised election filled with violations of the Constitution, unlawful ballots, widespread broken chain of custody, electronic manipulation and missing and corrupted election files that made it uncertifiable and impossible to recreate the results. Trump was right to voice the objection to what had unfolded before the county's eyes. Republican poll watchers were denied access to the counting in multiple jurisdictions, and ballots were counted in secret in the middle of the night without media or observers present. Countless irregularities emerged, including reports of ineligible voters, voting machine anomalies, water main breaks, improbable percentages of ballots for Biden, and more. And then he broke it down for every single state. And what's very interesting is he put out a couple of truths here. It says, Public Interest Legal Foundation, 2020 election, 90.6 million ballots sent, 1.1 million undeliverable, 560,814 rejected, 14.7 million unknown in some places. It can be difficult to understand how large these numbers really are. Consider the undeliverable ballots. Joe Biden carried Arizona by 10,457 votes, yet Maricopa County reportedly sent ballots to 110,092 outdated or wrong addresses. The same scenario roughly happened in Nevada, where Biden carried with 33,596 votes, yet Clark County bounced 93,279 ballots. Miranda Devine put this out and Trump retruthed it and said, in Michigan, 500 mules average 50 drop box visits at 5 ballots per drop, giving you 125,000 suspect votes. In Wisconsin, 100 mules average 28 drop boxes visits each, which gives us 14,000 suspect votes. In Georgia, where 250 mules average 24 drop box visits each, we get 30,000 suspect votes, more than enough to overcome Biden's 12,000 vote advantage. DeSouza moves Georgia 16 electoral votes into the Trump column. In Arizona, 200 mules averaging 20 drop boxes visits makes 20,000 suspect votes, giving another 11 hypothetical electoral votes to Trump. In Philadelphia alone, 1,100 mules average 50 drop box visits, giving us 275,000 suspect votes, which would flip the Pennsylvania results to Trump, giving him another 20 electoral votes. Shockingly, even this narrow way of looking at just our 2,000 mules in these swing states gives Trump the win with 279 electoral votes to Biden's 259. Absolutely right. Then Trump put this out. Heartland Rasmussen poll. 17% of mail-in voters admit that in 2020 they voted in a state where they are no longer a permanent resident. 21% of mail-in voters admitted that they filled out a ballot for a friend or a family member. 17% of mail-in voters said they signed a ballot for a friend or family member with or without his or her permission. 8% of likely voters say they were offered a pay or a reward for voting in 2020. Taken together, the results of these survey questions appear to show that voter fraud was widespread in the 2020 election, especially among those who cast mail-in ballots. Now, remember, you need to go back to what Trump put out, and these are very long documents about election fraud and how none of this was certified by the legislatures. They didn't come up with the laws. The laws were changed. And I do believe this is just the beginning to show the people that, yes, the elections, they were rigged. And I do believe more information is going to be coming out and the people are going to learn the truth, just like they're learning the truth about Epstein on what his entire business was all about. Yes, people heard about it, but people didn't know who was actually involved. They had some idea, but this is much deeper and wider than a lot of people could ever imagine. Remember, They've been told over and over and over that this is a conspiracy. Now that the facts are coming out, the conspiracy is breaking down. Remember, the people have been told that the election were on the up and up. Trump was lying about it. Now he's bringing out information, letting everyone know that, no, the elections were rigged. And look at the information that we have. Just with this little bit of information, it shows that there's no way that Biden could have won. He cheated. And I do believe what Trump is going to do, he's going to bring in a lot more information to show people that, look, this is how they did it. So what happens? What's the remedy for all this? Remember the example that he's always used. If the robber steals the diamonds and he gets caught, does he get to keep the diamonds? Absolutely not. So if it's shown, which has already been showing, but as more evidence is produced, if it shows that, yes, the elections were rigged, there was an insurrection, everything that Biden has done, does it have to be reversed? Absolutely. Then go back in time. What happens if all these presidents were never elected? What happens if cheating has been going on for a very long time? What happens if there are certain people that could never, ever be president? This opens Pandora's box. And this is something that's much, much larger than anyone could ever imagine. Now, Trump, he is now going up to Iowa. He's going up to Mason City, Iowa on January 5th. And he's also going to Clinton, Iowa, to speak at the Clinton Middle School on the 6th of January. And what's very interesting is that in Iowa, there was a shooting at a high school in Perry, Iowa, which is about 2 or 3 hours away from both of these cities. Now, I find that very interesting, and it seems that the person who was doing the shooting is now dead, and it looks like this individual might have been a trans or gender fluid person. But I find it very interesting that they're trying to distract from what is going to happen in Iowa. And are they trying to make people afraid to actually visit these areas where they don't see Trump? Think about this for a second. Remember, these people are evil. They're devious. And it looks like they most likely tried to do something. Don't you find it very coincidental that on the weekend that Trump is going to fly up there and we're going to have the Iowa caucus, that all of a sudden we're seeing a shooting and Trump was supposed to go to schools to speak? Think about that for a second. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are in complete and utter control of what is happening right now. Information is being produced, and this is about bringing the country together. And the only way we can bring the country together is to show the people the true enemy. And people now see that the fake news is the true enemy. They're starting to realize that these people are treasonous. They're involved in pedophilia, sex trafficking. They're starting to realize that these are all the same players, and it's going to get worse and worse for the deep state players as we move through 2024. Do we expect a lot more to be dropped? Absolutely. Is the deep state feeling pain every step of the way? Absolutely. Do I believe Trump and the Patriots are in control and the people are going to get their voice when they have to vote in the 2024 election? Absolutely. That's what this is all about. It's about the people seeing the system. It's about the people making a logical decision with all the information. So think about it. If the people had the actual information when they got the bioweapon, do you think most of the people would have taken the bioweapon? Absolutely not. If they had the information going back to the 2020 election and they knew that the laptop was Hunter's, that Biden had 20 shell companies, that Biden was involved in money laundering, do you think the people would vote for Biden? Well, they actually didn't. But do you think most of the people would have voted for Trump? Absolutely. I think you would have the majority back then. Now, take this to the 2024 election. The people need the truth. The people need the facts. The people need all of this to make their decision in 2024. And I do believe Trump wants to show the deep state players he got the people. And the people want him to lead the country. The people want him to put all these people in jail. And I do believe that's exactly what's going to happen in the end. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.